Firefighters gaining the upper hand in the deadly California wildfires.
We're not out of the woods yet, but we are making a tremendous progress out there.
Louisiana oil rig explosion leaves 7 hurt, 1 missing.
There was a massive boom. It just penetrated your entire body.
A 60 Minutes Washington Post investigation finds Congress helped fuel the opioid crisis.
Congress was influenced by the drug industry and Washington lobbyists.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. California fire officials say their fight has reached a turning point.
The day we've dreamed of has arrived.
Napa County Board of Supervisors Chair Belia Ramos says the fires that have devastated the area in and around Santa Rosa and the Napa Valley are starting to die down. Some 25,000 evacuees have now been allowed to go back home or to what's left of their homes.
We are now switching over towards recovery mode. It's a day I have looked forward to for a week. A week ago, this started as a nightmare.
CBS's Steve Futterman.
The last 48 hours have seen tremendous progress. Fire crews were able to withstand strong winds in the early hours on Saturday. Since then, the winds have been much calmer, and fire crews have been able to go after hot spots both on the ground and from the air. They are also building containment lines. Two of the most destructive fires are now both more than 60% contained.
Some 75,000 people are still out of their homes. At least 40 people have been killed and well over 200,000 acres burned. The president has called the opioid crisis a national emergency, but a 60 Minutes Washington Post investigation shows that influential lawmakers received hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions from drug companies, with Congress eventually passing a bill that weakened the Drug Enforcement Administration's ability to crack down on abuse. Correspondent Bill Whitaker spoke with whistleblower Frank Yunker, a DEA supervisor.
There was a lot of pills, a lot of people dying, and we had tools in our toolbox to try to use and stem that flow. But it seemed down in headquarters that that toolbox was shut off.
You're watching an out-of-control epidemic, and yet you feel that at the height of this epidemic, your hands were being tied.
Yeah. If it's a war on drugs, then treat it like a war.
The bill was introduced by Pennsylvania Congressman Tom Marino, now the president's nominee for drug czar. He declined an interview request for the story. And in response to the 60 Minutes report, the Justice Department says the Trump administration will use, quote, every tool available to end the opioid crisis. Just northwest of New Orleans, a loud explosion and a fire that's still burning. Here's WWL's Dave Cohen.
An oil storage platform in Lake Pontchartrain blew up Sunday night.
We have an oil field platform that is currently burning.
Fire Chief Dave Tibbett says they're letting the oil burn off. EMS Director Mike Gilliatt says two people were rescued and are in stable condition, but five others suffered more serious injuries.
The five that were brought down to the trauma center have blast-type injuries and burns.
The explosion could be heard and felt for miles.
The entire house shook.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick remains a man without a team, and now the player who started the national anthem protests against police treatment of blacks has filed a grievance with the NFL, accusing owners of blackballing him. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
What this does, if it does nothing else, is to force the NFL to respond, to justify the decisions that have been made that have kept Kaepernick off a team, despite the fact that so many quarterbacks without his experience and talent and statistics are now on teams. That response alone may significantly change the dynamic of the discussion about his protest and the fallout from it.
The Motion Picture Academy has revoked Harvey Weinstein's membership, and the latest accusations of sexual assault come from overseas. CBS's Tony DeCopel.
British actress Lissette Anthony says Harvey Weinstein stalked and abused her for years, starting in the 1980s. The truth is that Weinstein raped me, the actress told the London Sunday Times, not in a hotel suite with champagne and caviar on tap, but up against a coat rack on a gray morning in my own home. London police are now investigating that allegation and three new claims of sexual assault made by a second woman, all reportedly involving Weinstein.
And there are new allegations of sexual assault against Donald Trump before he became president. More on that live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
A former contestant on The Apprentice has accused then-host Mr. Trump of kissing and groping her 10 years ago. BuzzFeed reporting lawyers for Summer Zervos filed a subpoena last March seeking all documents from Mr. Trump's campaign regarding in its words, any woman alleging that Donald J. Trump touched her inappropriately. No comment from the White House yet. Mr. Trump has previously called Zervas's allegations a lie. She then sued for defamation, hence the subpoena, Peter.
President Trump is due to meet with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for the first time in months today after golfing with Republicans Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul over the weekend. They're expected to discuss getting the president's agenda back on track. In Mogadishu, Somalia, the death toll is now more than 300 after a massive truck bomb exploded near government buildings. Journalist Mo Dahir is there.
A lot of buildings completely became rubble. A lot of dead bodies at the scene.
The dead include 15 young children. About 300 people were hurt, and Somalia blames Al-Shabaab extremists. The organization hasn't claimed responsibility for the attack. Reports say Iraqi Kurds have abandoned positions just outside the airport in Kirkuk. The Kurds have been fighting with government forces over the region's independence. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A statement from the Pentagon is urging both sides to de-escalate the tensions. They're armed with U.S. military equipment given to them for the fight against ISIS. And the Pentagon says the focus must remain on that fight. Kurdish forces took control of Kirkuk in 2014 as ISIS swept across northern Iraq. Baghdad has since demanded the city be handed back to federal control.
A court-martial hearing today is expected to be the beginning of the end for Bo Bergdahl, the American soldier who left his unit in Afghanistan and was captured by the Taliban and held captive for 5 years. He's expected to plead guilty to desertion and misbehavior. He could get life in prison. And from London, I'm in love with the shape of you. Singer Ed Sheeran is being treated for a broken arm. He was hit by a car while riding his bike. He posted a picture on Instagram and says, "Stay tuned for further news." Nearly 50 years after a landmark Johnny Cash album, there's a new honor for the man in black.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend.
The city of Folsom, California completed the second section of its Johnny Cash Trail that honors the country music icon and his album At Folsom Prison, produced in 1968. Cindy Cash cut the ribbon on the newest part of the trail this weekend. She choked up as she spoke of her father's humble nature and how honored he would be by the event. The first section of the 2.5-mile trail opened 3 years ago. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
From the Department of Who Thought This Was a Good Idea, a Halloween costume company has pulled an Anne Frank costume off its website after getting hammered for it on social media. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, October 16th, 2017. I'm Peter King, CBS News.